Hello friends, we are going to start with the subject IT in retail. Well, retailing, as you know, is an age-old practice started in the early times. Retailing has come a long way, and with the advent of information technology, that's the full form of IT, it has in fact become modern. It has evolved a lot. In this particular subject, we have 11 chapters. We will start with the essence of information technology in retail, which is an introductory chapter to this particular subject. Then we will look at the basics of retail applications. So, the different types of vendors who provide retail applications to the retail industry would be discussed. Then we would look at the basic information technology, the terminology used in the retail industry. So aspects like the RFID, POS, MIS and so on will be discussed in this particular chapter. The next chapter, or chapter 4, is the chapter which consists of the role of enterprise resource management in retail. Well, this is followed by the next chapter, which is MIS for retail applications. In this we will look at the management information systems and their use in this particular field. This is followed by specialized retail software applications. So there are many different retail applications which specifically cater to the specific needs of the retail industry. So in this context, we will look at these particular specific applications in this chapter, which is the sixth chapter. This is followed by the seventh chapter, which is the use of RFID or radio frequency identification devices. So their use in retail, their benefits in retail, the kind of advantages that they offer will be understood here. The next would be the consumer data tracking techniques, which is part of the chapter 8. So as we know, consumers are the most important entities for any retail outlet, whether it's a kirana shop, whether it's a multi-speciality shop, whether it's a huge multi-location retail store like a Big Bazaar. So consumers are the ones who make or break any retail outlet. So we need to understand what are the consumer data tracking techniques. Then we have, follow this with the ninth chapter, which is essentials of customer relationship management in retail, or in short CRM. So as we've understood, the consumers or customers are the most important entity. So we need to have dedicated software applications in this context, and retail is no different. So retail requires CRM in a big way. This is followed by the 10th chapter, which is the IT applications for e-tailing. So e-tailing now is becoming a buzzword. It is coming into prominence. E-tailing is nothing but, online retailing, which is you can say a different alternative to the traditional brick and mortar retailing outlets. And of course, the last chapter, the 11th chapter, is the technological advances in retail. So in this we will look at some new trends, some new advances that have been made in the retail industry to make the retail industry more flexible, to make the retail experience more customized for the consumers. So thus we have 11 chapters here in the subject. Let's now begin with the first one. In chapter 1, we are going to study the essence of information technology in retail. So as mentioned in the introductory slide regarding the subject, this particular chapter is an introductory chapter which makes us understand how IT can help with the retail operations. Let's first start with a discussion of the broad objectives for this particular chapter. So after going through this chapter, you will be able to understand, you will be able to define and explain the concept of benefits of automation in retail. Also discuss benefits of internet retailing, Describe key features of information communication technologies and describe in detail ICT impact on value added growth. So these are the important things that we are going to look at in this particular chapter. Now let's take a look or an introductory look at the chapter before we move into the details. Integration in the retail supply chain is a subject of increasing concern to many retail executives. Owing to the growing pressure of industry consolidation, emerging new retail formats, and difficulty in managing costs, stockouts, and markdowns, and the erosions of margins and profitability. As a result, retailers have turned to technology to help with these challenges. So, as the time goes by, there are newer challenges which are encountered by people in retail, and many of these challenges, the only solution is to adopt new and advancing technologies to cater to these different requirements. At the same time, interdependencies among supply chain intermediaries have increased in complexity and now take place in a greatly time compressed and more competitive environment. So basically what's happened is there is a huge role played by intermediaries, basically the ones who supply materials, supply goods. So they have increased many folds in complexity, and thus they make it, you can say, a competitive environment, an environment which requires the use of IT or information technology based applications to support this very complicated need. In this context, e-commerce has dramatically reduced locational importance. So here in the introductory part, we are going to look at many elements which we will discuss in the forthcoming chapters. One important element is the presence, or you can say the coming in prominence of e-commerce. So as you know, e-commerce can happen with the help of a computer and an internet connection. So e-commerce helps consumers free themselves of locational boundaries. Retailers are also people who avail of this particular kind of service. So retailers no longer are fixed to a geographical boundary. For example, let us say a retailer from Mumbai who is based in Andheri wants to actually, retail or sell his products to people. Now he can create an e-commerce website and sell the same products to people who are based in Pune, who are based in Nagpur, who are based in Delhi, and so on, provided the products reach the customers on time and are non-perishable. So the geographical boundaries which used to be present are now slowly and steadily getting eliminated. So the retailers are now able to sell their products all over the world. This basically has the potential to increase their revenue and customer base dramatically. So if you sell more, the more the profit margin, and the more you will increase your revenue. So just imagine a person sitting in Delhi who wants to sell some prepackaged mithai, which is because of the packaging, the perishability element has been reduced to almost 60 to 70%. So if the same person wants to sell the mithai, people will not know about him if he is local. So either he will have to put up advertising, or he will have to send agents to inform people about his mithai. But with the advent of e-commerce, probably he can set up one website which invites people to taste his mithai, gives out the essence of his sweetmeats. So people from across India or even abroad can order through credit cards, they can pay and get this mithai. This has the potential, as I said, to increase their revenue and the customer base in a dramatic manner. Recent innovations such as e-books have further enhanced firm welfare by creating new revenue streams from existing products. So you definitely must be aware of the online company Amazon. So Amazon.com is one of the most important proponents of e-books. So they have been selling books for almost more than a decade now, and many of them in the e-format. So people can quickly order online, instantly pay via debit or credit cards, and get their required e-books. However, this competition has potential to overwhelm some conventional retailers, leading to substantial business attrition. So of course, you can say, as the e-commerce avenues or the e-tailing avenues are becoming larger, some examples like Jabong.com, or you can say Bazi.com or Naukri.com, sorry, or you know, other e-tailing sites. So these are actually dwindling the business of people. So Naukri.com is dwindling the business of consultants. So although not retailing, but still it is a part of online job providing. But in retailing, Jabong.com or Bazi.com, they are, you know, making it convenient for users to buy shoes, to buy clothes, to buy different apparels. Companies like eBay.com make it easy for people to buy laptops, electronic items, second-hand goods, and so on. So the conventional retailer here is suffering from this newly arisen competition. So internet retailing has also dramatically enhanced consumer welfare. So one important benefit which e-tailing or internet retailing has had is the consumers have benefited from this. Consumers now can be saved, you know, time. Many of them have to drive to malls which are 20 minutes or 30 minutes from their place. So the e-tailing or internet applications help them save this time. They can order right from the comfort of their couch, sipping a nice hot coffee. Okay, so this has resulted in huge amount of welfare. Another element of welfare is that the middleman is eliminated. That is, people who have shops, who need to maintain staff, who need to, you know, have godowns for those particular products, have to have shops in prime localities. So there is an add-on to the prices of the goods. But for internet retailers, this is not so, and the profit, or the, you can say, savings are passed on many a times to the customers. So you will find a good 15 to 20% difference in online, you know, outlets as against the conventional retail shops. So instead of following the Pareto principle, whereby a small group of products provide the majority of the industry's revenue, internet retailers derive a large proportion of their revenue from niche products. So there are products which are having a niche category, products like laptops, product like electronics, which drive major revenues for the internet retailers. Lower online search costs have enabled consumers to fulfill their preferences more accurately, driving large increases in welfare. So they don't need to go out, they don't need to spend more in conventional shops. So that's the reason why e-tailing is, you know, welfare to the consumers. Now let us take a look at the benefits of automation in retail. With the advent of technology, retail software applications are quickly becoming a buzz in all sectors of retail businesses, right from fast food outlets to trendy gift shops. So there are manifold benefits, or a multitude of benefits, offered by this particular, you know, different applications from different retail vendors. They basically create simplicity, they create flexibility, they create customizable retail shopping experiences for customers. So in this manner, they benefit the businesses a lot. A comprehensive retail management system can encompass all retail business requirements to improve inventory positions, increase profit, and better customer service, reducing operational and wage costs. So it's extremely important to understand how the system benefits these particular retail outlets. Big or small, every retailer undoubtedly may enjoy immediate return on their investment choosing the right retail software. So today, the vendors like Oracle, Microsoft, the local vendors, many of the companies have come out with retail applications. So every kind of retailer can benefit from such applications. Benefits such as ease of operation, simplicity, the benefits provided to consumers are some of them. So specifically speaking, there are certain benefits like the benefits by selecting the right point of sale system for the retail business. So here the important benefit is it saves a lot of monetary costs and results in service excellence. So people are, you know, helped in a good way by these particular applications. It simplifies and enriches their shopping experience. It also benefits by managing the business in a more efficient manner. So accounting wise or information provided to the management, information provided you know, through customers, through point of sale, all these important elements form the benefits. So here we discuss the first point in greater detail, what we've just you know, had a cursory look at in the previous slide. So today's retail software solutions are built on solid retail business logic in such a way that it can cater to all kinds of needs of any retail store with the end user level customizations and streamlining of costly business processes. And they are adaptable for a single or multiple number of outlets. So basically what we are saying here is that there is such a robustness in the particular logic of the business that these applications are designed on, that they serve various levels of people with a high level of customization or flexibility, which results in a lot of benefits. Smart sales reports provide a bird's eye view of your entire business, focusing on high or slow moving stocks, allowing you to make more informed purchasing decisions. So an entire you can say view of how your goods and products are being sold is also provided through this, and you understand which products need to be stocked more and which in a lesser manner. In the context of managing business in a more efficient manner, a comprehensive retail solution definitely assures precise improvement in any retail business. Several benefits accrue out of this particular aspect, such as hassle-free, being hassle-free in inventory management, auto-calculation of taxes which are levied, proper anticipation of sales trends. So let us say if it's the Diwali season and aspects like candles, aspects like agarbattis, aspects like incenses, these are on the rise. So automatically, you know, you get to understand in this manner the anticipation of the forthcoming Diwali season. No longer checkout lines. So the lines are reduced. There are certain mechanisms like electronic tags or RFID readers, so on, which help with this. Correctly examining sales and expenses. So there's a streamlining of the sales and expenses and the creation of positive decisions. Now let's look at each of these in detail. The first one being the hassle-free in inventory management. So retail software will provide details on current stock of items, reminding additional stock requirements to smoothly operate the business, inventory costs, estimations, etc. So as we know, the retail software will provide minute details on the current status of the products and services. It also helps in maintaining stock details and sales through a computerized point of sale system or a POS system, which will provide accurate information about the stock movement. Thus, any theft, wastage, damage of items can be tracked in an efficient manner. The next point being the auto calculation of tax. Professional retail software should be capable of all types of VAT, that's the value added tax, and other types of tax calculations with multi-currency facility. Also importantly, it helps by the proper anticipation of sales trends, like we took the example of the Diwali season. So various MIS reports help to forecast sales correctly so that you can stock more products that give you greater profits and fewer products that give you the least amount of profit. So let us say if a brand of a soap or a deodorant or a brand of you can say toothpaste is really performing well, so this information is received through the application and thus you can stock that product more in your retail outlet. This will contribute to your business overall profitability and success. So the overall profitability and success of the software, of the retail enterprise or outlet will be greatly enhanced because of these intelligent inputs. Another important benefit is no longer checkout lines. So your customers will appreciate a quicker, more accurate checkout experience they will get from the right retail point of sale software. So many of us might have been frustrated when we are in malls in a, you can say, festive season or during the holidays. So there we notice that there are huge lines for billing. So this is prominently so with many of the retail outlets, the large ones. So this particular software application will help with the reduction in this particular problem. For faster credit card authorizations, select a retail software package with integrated credit card processing and high speed credit card authorizations via an internet gateway. So the advances in technology help us with the speed at which we can complete the transactions for customers. The next important benefit is correctly examining the sales and expenses. A complete retail software will provide you consolidated data on money your business owes to different vendors and the money owed by customers to your business. So a complete idea of what your liabilities are, what you are expecting from people. So this complete picture will be provided by this retail application. Thus, this allows you to monitor and control the collection and disbursement at any time, easily calculating the daily gross revenue, the cost, and the profit. The next is that of the positive decision. So, trendy business intelligence reports with statistics or graphs boost the strength of the software, which eventually may provide shortened lead time to respond to any market changes. So this is extremely important today. As we know, there's a huge amount of competition between the different malls, between the different retail outlets. Gone are the days when we used to just purchase from the local retail outlet or the Kirana mall shop. Nowadays, shopping for apparels, shopping for groceries, shopping for certain goods like toothpaste, soaps, detergents, all happens at the nearest retail mall. Okay, so it's very important that there are intelligent or business intelligence solutions for these particular outlets to stay ahead of the competition. Retailers need a good retail software that will allow their employees to spend more time on the floor helping customers and less time behind the counter. So customer service nowadays is being perceived as a very vital and an essential aspect of any particular customer interface. So retail is definitely no different. So people expect people to assist them with shopping. They don't many a times have idea where the products or goods are kept or displayed. So if there's an assistant helping them, they would appreciate that assistant more than a person just sitting behind the sales counter. The use of the retail point of sale software will allow them to capture and store entire details of the customers, which later can be used for advertising, promotions, etc. So it's an important element that you get intelligent data which can be used further on. The retail point of sale software will help them to build a goodwill and healthy relations with the loyal customers by implementing customer reward programs. So it's extremely important to understand who the regular customers are and how can we move ahead and reward their loyalty for the same. POS software also may help you to monitor customer queries and complaints in a proper manner. Needless to elaborate about return on investment in retail software investment, every transaction in this is time stamped, allowing the retailers to identify the peak selling hours and increase staff during those times. Identify items that frequently sell in pairs and rearrange the displays and upsell to everyone. Proper utilization of the intelligent features of any good POS software positively boosts profit. So it's extremely important to understand what elements or what factors go into the increment of the revenues for the retail outlets. And of course, all the intelligent features used by people from the POS software can definitely help in this aspect. Now let us take a look at the role and impact of IT in retail. IT is nothing but information technology. We see information technology is omnipresent in today's world, be it offices, be it homes, okay. Information technology is present in some form or the other. Various sectors of the industry have also, or almost all sectors have embraced this concept. So the retail sector is no different. So it has also embraced information technology. So technology in the retailing industry has provided a completely new dimension to the way this particular industry has started operating. The introduction of point of sale equipment, barcodes, and huge storage capacity for billing and payment databases has facilitated the management of large setups with ease. So if you notice, the giants today in retailing, like worldwide giants like Walmart, Kmart, Harrods, the Indian giants like Big Bazaar, Lifestyle, and so on, all these setups are huge setups which are not possible without the backbone or support of information technology. Just imagine, let us say Big Bazaar has about more than 5,000 outlets in India and growing. So such a huge amount of customer information is flowing through its servers on an everyday basis. You can in fact count it in gigabytes or terabytes of information that happen on an everyday basis. So such huge amount of information needs to be stored someplace, needs to be accessed or queried from someplace, and thus the database servers help. So information technology helps to simplify the ease of access in this context. Operations can be recorded in a structured and systematic manner, providing detailed analysis of the sales and volume of transactions. Electronic transactions have thus increased the volumes of sales in the country. So this is extremely important to understand. The flexibility in the mode of payment and cashless transactions have also helped in driving sales. So today we've got debit cards, we've got ATM cards, we've got credit cards. So even if you don't carry a lot of cash, you can shop for as much as you wish, as much as balance exists on your debit card, or as much as the drawing power of your credit card. Communication in this context assists in maintaining a competitive advantage, in retaining and attracting customers. So today, if you notice, you will get emails on your birthday from the various prominent retailers. You will be sent various deals on apparels, on electronics, and so on through various email campaigns. You will see that there is a lot of you can say discounts happening on a daily basis, on some special days, on festivals, and so on. The introduction of new technology may be intricate or complicated for retailers, but the convenience and cost effectiveness create the need for new advancements. So it's extremely important to understand that although people who man the systems may find the systems themselves to be complicated or intricate, the advantages of using or applying such intelligent applications are a huge benefit, and thus they create innovation and new advancements. Large stores need to monitor inventories and expenses of establishments. With automated machines and high-end computers making the task simpler, the focus of retailers can stay on retaining customers with new strategies. Security systems also do help for safer shopping for retailers as well as customers, providing immense mental relief. So, in retail applications, it is important that you take care of aspects like shoplifting, that is the theft which happens in retail stores. So this is one of the major headaches, or this is one of the major causes of concerns for retail applications, retail shops. So, if the systems are robust, then it's a major relief to these people. Such technological advancements are only now coming into India, and the need for it has been acknowledged. So many of these applications have been around in the developed countries for many years now, but with the growing number of malls, with the growing number of large retail outlets, these technological advancements have reached the Indian shores. The point of sale or the POS applications will provide for quicker consumer checkout and multiple payment options like credit cards. In fact, this is one important point which we've discussed in a previous slide. Solutions ranging from simple point of sale systems to complex retail ERPs have been implemented mainly by large, mid-sized, and manufacturer retailers in India. So, they are welcomed by retailers who know that they will have immense benefits both in terms of the security as well as in terms of revenue earnings and simplicity provided to customers. So, using enterprise resource packages and solutions like Retail Pro, high-end solutions like JDA, SAP IS Retail, or Retech facilitate back-end operations in a better manner. So these particular software applications help facilitate the database or the back-end operations. Along with the business optimization software, mobile computing and B2C concept, that is the business to consumer concept, assist retailers to cut cost and increase the efficiency. But these solutions are mainly targeted at big retail stores with chains in India. Though these solutions have been implemented, returns on these investments take a longer period. The emphasis of retailers are now in utilizing IT solutions like CRM, OLAP, CPFR tools to carry out the behavioral analysis to stay in the competitive market. So these are some of the tools which provide the required business intelligence the required inputs to the retail applications, to the retail outlets, about the customers. So many of these we will discuss in the forthcoming chapters in greater detail. Retail ERP packages have been implemented by large retailers, but today they are experiencing difficulty in utilizing it fully. One of the key reasons could be the lack of adequate training. But it is expected that the demand and utilization of these packages will grow in the near future. It is estimated that about 400 to 500 megabytes of data are transmitted daily between point of sale counters and corporate headquarters of retail chains in developed countries. So there's a huge information. In fact, many places it's in gigabytes and terabytes as well. So such huge amount of information and data actually brings out a lot about the consumer preferences, the behavior about the consumers.